But that time of year, with the winter break around the corner, I haven't met anyone in the shul who's not going away. So the question that's been coming up is, at what point should a person recite Tefillas HaDerech when traveling on an airplane? Now, of course, it's going to affect many halachas traveling by car. The particular question we're going to be addressing is, when does one recite Tefillas HaDerech, or even should one recite Tefillas HaDerech when traveling by plane? So let's just do a little bit of background of the halachas of Tefillas HaDerech. It's brought down based on the Gemara Brachos. Shulchan Aruch writes in Orach Chaim, Misimin Kuf Yud Siv Dalet, that there's a halacha that person is supposed to recite Tefillas HaDerech when he goes Yotzei LaDerech, when he goes out on his way. So what does it mean Yotzei LaDerech? Sounds like a person anytime he travels, but Derech, he's supposed to say the Tefillah of Tefillas HaDerech. Now, obviously, there's a limitation. People don't say when they go to shul. They don't say when they go to work every single day. So it needs to be some gedder, some definition of Yotzei LaDerech. The Shulchan Aruch then goes on to write in Siv Zayin that a person who's a hichzik baderech, person who's a machzik, holding on, person's on his way, at that point a person should say bracha. So again, when's that considered baderech? So the Shulchan Aruch goes on to explain further that a person should say it when he is ein la'omer elam kein yesh lo leilich parsa. Has to be a distance of a parsa. Parsa is defined by machlokas, but just a little bit less than 3 miles. So a person traveling a distance of 3 miles, he's supposed to say Tefillas HaDerech. Aval pachas mi parsa lo yachtom bibarach. A person who travels less than 3 miles, he doesn't say Tefillas HaDerech. I mean, he says it, but without the bracha. You could say the yiratzon, but you don't say the full bracha. So Taz points out, though, if a person traveling somewhere where there's a sakana, even though he's traveling less than 3 miles, so still, he walks to shul, if it's a dangerous area, he's, let's say, an area of Paris where it's very dangerous, so then, or anywhere else in the world, so then a person would have to say Tefillas HaDerech if, in fact, there's a sakana. But we're talking about a stam case, a person just travels, so then less than 3 miles is going to be not considered dangerous, typically, and around 3 miles and more would be considered dangerous and would require a Tefillas HaDerech. So when should a person say it? At what point when traveling? So a person traveling a parsa, he's traveling 3 miles or so or more, at what stage should he be reciting Tefillas HaDerech? So Shulchan Aruch writes that a person should say, well, the Ramah writes, L'chachila yomar osa beparsa rishona. So the first parsa, the Shulchan Aruch says, Shehichzik baderech, when a person is hichzik baderech, sounds like maybe when he starts the trip, maybe within the first parsa, like the Ramah says. The Ramah is quoting the Rashi. Rashi explains in Brachos, the idea of Tefillas HaDerech is really some level of Rishus. Just like you ask the king Rishus to go somewhere, you ask your Rebbe to go somewhere, so Tefillas HaDerech is asking Rishus from a Kadosh Baruch Hu to go on. Now that only makes sense if you're still leaving, if you're within the first parsa. Once you pass that parsa, it's no longer Rishus. You don't ask after you've left. So Rashi would say, you don't ask for it afterwards. But we paskin against that. So although the Ramah says L'chachilu within the first parsa, one should ask, once you say Tefillas HaDerech, to be choshesh v'shitas Rashi, we say, well, as long as a person's somewhere on the way, b'di'evid the b'chaber paskins, this is how we follow, you could still say it because there still is some level of danger, even if it's later on in the trip. Unless a person's within the final parsa of the destination, that final parsa of the city where he's going to, that's considered part of the city already, that's no longer considered dangerous. So at that point, it's too late. So within the first parsa is when a person should be saying Tefillas HaDerech, ideally. Otherwise, after that point, you're allowed to say it. So what does it mean, machzik baderech? Now, the Taz says machzik baderech. So the Ramah writes within the first parsa. Does it mean the first second or the last second right before you get to the end of that first parsa? So the Taz writes that some were very machbid to say it once they, once they left the city, because that's considered machzik baderech, that prior to that, you're still in the city, right? If you're still in your house, you're not baderech. If you're still getting out of the big main street to get to the highway, even though you've been traveling, it could be 15 minutes sometimes to get to the highway out of the city, that's not considered machzik baderech. So only once you've left the city is it considered machzik baderech. That's the makbidim. Now the Taz doesn't agree with this, and he says machzik baderech means that when you decide to travel. So today you're packing your bags, we're going on a trip somewhere, we're going to Florida. So the moment we're driving down to Florida, we're driving up to Vermont. So the moment you've made that decision, that's called machzik baderech, the yirvadeh. Because if you're not sure if you're going to go, you can't say Tefillas HaDerech, you can't say a bracha, because it might be a bracha levatala. So once you've committed yourself to go, so at that point, say Tefillas HaDerech from your home. That's a machzik baderech means. Ah, how come many people, he says the bracha, the tefillah, when they left the city? Isn't that a little too late? He says, no, because outside the city, everyone gets together. They all get on the train, the bus together, the caravans together. So they say, once we're all going together, let's say Tfilas HaDerech together, because it's the chus of the rabbim. But ideally, one should say it babayis, right when he leaves his house. But again, the zechus rabbim might add more. But if you're not going with rabbim, you're going with just your family, Taz says you should really say the tefillah right when leaving the house. Magen Avraham, however, argues on the Taz and says the practice is to say it, you should not say it until you left the tchum of the city. You don't say it when you leave the house, but when you leave the tchum of the city. This is how the Mishnah Berurah paskins, based on many other achronim as well, like the Magen Avraham, only once you're outside the city. Now the Machatz is a shekel points out something very, very important, that it's only true when you leave the tchum of the city if there's no civilization. But if there's civilization, just like Erev Tchumim, that you don't have to build a tchum if there are houses that are all close to each other, so without getting to all the details and measurements of tchum, but if you're traveling to an area where there's houses, even though you're leaving I'm leaving Woodmere, I'm going to Cedars, I'm going to New York City, along the way there's always civilization, there's no need for Tfilas HaDerech in that case, even though I'm very, very far from my city. So Alicha Shlomo Paskins in Yoni Tfila Perek Chafal of Siv Gimel, that one who travels from Yerushalayim to Tel Aviv does not require Tfilas HaDerech, because there's a civilization along the way. Even though there might be accidents along the way, but still, it's the civilization, and that wasn't where the Takana was made. So you wouldn't say, unless you're traveling where there's a lot of farm and open areas, 3 miles of mountains and forest. Other than that, you would not say it, even though it might be a very large, long distance. Chazanish, however, argued and said that one should say Tfilas HaDerech anytime you're traveling on the road, because if it's a chashash of accidents, Ravadi says as well, that's the psak of the Svardim, there's always a chashash of accidents. So that's the case, how come you only say it when you travel to another city? There's also that same concern of accidents within your city. So they explain this because the takan of Tfilas HaDerech was only made on Derech. But in the city, it was never instituted, even though there's danger, it's not instituted within the city. Now, Shlomo Zalman says they never made a takana for accidents. Even though accidents might be of some concern, still, the takana was made for listim arayim or chayos raos. That was the takana, that was the impetus. But to create new reasons to say it, like accidents, that wasn't of concern. Other achronim will say that accidents are so infrequent, it's not considered so dangerous driving. So the only concern really is if you're traveling in an area where it's empty, there's no civilization, with chashash of wild animals, which again isn't so concerned, not so much of a concern nowadays. Maybe deer up in the country could be concerned. Listim roi might be concerned, but that's the takana, according to Shlomo Zalman, only when traveling to an area of around 3 miles of emptiness. So what about traveling by other means other than walking or running or a horse and buggy? Eli Rabba says it applies to boats as well. Mishnah Berurah says it applies to cars. And of course, many Achronim say it applies to airplanes. Well, does it really apply to airplanes? So the Ragu Chabra has a tremendous chiddush. He writes, based on the sugya and the chul and the kuf lamed tesim and beis with regards to Shulach HaKan, the Gemara learns that be'ovir is not considered derech. The word derech is used when you travel, when you're airborne, that's not called derech. Derech only means the ground. So too, he says, when it comes to Tfilas HaDerech, it was only instituted on the ground, traveling by ground. But in the air, be'ovir, that's not called derech, and it wouldn't require Tfilas HaDerech. Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach argues, brought down in Hilicha Shlomo Perek Chafalaf Siv Dalad of Hilchas Tfila, that all goes based on zeal, basar, time. It goes on the reasoning. Shulach HaKan and Derech Avir, that's a whole other inyan. We're talking about danger. If you fly an airplane, that's considered dangerous. You're up in the air. Some say the statistics tell us that flying an airplane is much less dangerous than traveling by car. There are much less accidents in the air than there is on the ground. Some might contend that traveling by air wouldn't require Tfilas HaDerech. But most poskim say that it does require, because it's considered dangerous. You're flying up in the air. This is an area where there's no civilization. This is certainly an area where you do require Tfilas HaDerech. So at what point do you say Tfilas HaDerech? So Rav Shlomo Zalman says, brought down in Hilicha Shlomo again, the moment the plane takes off, since it's already dangerous if it falls, some say the second it gets off the ground, that's not called dangerous anymore. It's not dangerous until it goes up high enough, I don't know, 50 feet, where if it crashes, that could be dangerous. So a slight machlokas exactly the first second, or maybe 10 seconds up, but certainly in that first few seconds, one should be saying Tfilas HaDerech by air. Just one side point I came across regarding this same discussion. If a person, let's say, needs to travel to the hospital on Shabbos for pikuach nefesh reasons, and he's traveling in an area that would normally require tefillas haderech, should that person say tefillas haderech on Shabbos? So it's brought down Tefillah Kilchasa, Perek Lamed, Sif Lamed, based on Shuvas Petzel Halacha, that one does say a Tefillah Sederach even on Shabbos. But Isha Yisrael, Perek Nun, Ha'arech Chaf Ches, quotes from Rabbi Yashiv that we don't ask for Bakashos on Shabbos, and therefore one should not say Tefillah Sederach on Shabbos, and Shabbos Milizok, and therefore you don't say it. Everyone have safe travels and enjoy your vacation.